Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
I'm going to make this fast because John has a tea time and Lance has more NFL work to do. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's The Trench.
Get in the trench.
Welcome back to The Trench here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
The Trench.
Let's get Keith in here on the show. Hey, Keith, what's going on?
Hey, guys, love the show. Yesterday on lunch break, I was listening to Colin Cowherd, and he said pretty definitively that he would take it's a two-part question. He would take Jared Goff over Kirk Cousins. And I kind of feel like I'm still taking Cousins in that. And also, if the Vikings come back Cousins, where do you guys see him landing next season? Love the show. Thanks.
Go ahead. Where do you see Cousins landing?
Who's going to get? There's a lot of quarterbacks coming out this year. This is going to be a good quarterback class.
But Cousins is going to be one of those guys who is destined to go to a team who thinks they can win now. But you're not sure, but you think he's better than what you've got? Like, maybe back to Washington?
Yeah, that was my first thought.
Yeah.
That was the first thing I thought of. But
they're going to have a good defense. They'll have a pretty good wide receiving corps, some running backs. Like, Cousins and Washington would be good. Is there any chance Minnesota drafted. Who did Minnesota draft?
Minnesota drafted Jaren Hall.
Ooh, wait. Well, that's not Cousins' replacement.
No.
Well, I don't think. I actually kind of like Jaren Hall, but they may look at. That's right, because they didn't have enough. They simply didn't have enough firepower to do what they wanted to do from a trade standpoint. They could look quarterback next year. Kirk Cousins is a guy who is going to be kind of Matt Schaub-y. I think he's a better version of Matt Schaub. Kirk Cousins could be – why couldn't Kirk Cousins be – you ask a lot of him in that offense. Why couldn't he be Jimmy Garoppolo with San Francisco?
Why couldn't he be
Jimmy? You know where Cousins would actually do well? Miami.
Maybe. Maybe. I mean,
Cousins in that offense
they're going to win a lot, and if Tua can't stay healthy.
And you're just throwing to guys who get open.
Kirk Cousins
is an accurate passer.
Yeah. No, I could see that. What about Tennessee?
No, they drafted. They gave up. I mean, they drafted Levis. They got Malik Willis and Levis.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll go Tennessee.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I don't think Tennessee.
Are you sure Levis is going to be that guy?
Washington makes it. No, I'm not. Definitely not, but. They're not going to quit on him after a year, after quitting on Malik Willis after a year.
You sure about that?
Yeah. Okay. They can't go quarterback 3 years. They can't pay quarterback. They can't draft rookie quarterbacks and then pay a veteran. Like, Kirk Cousins is going to make some money.
You think so?
Kirk Cousins is going to make so much money in his career, it's going to be startling by the end of it, how much money Kirk Cousins has made. Because he's learned to play the game faster than anyone. He played the franchise game like, yeah. Franchise me. That'll be great. When everyone else is all pissed off about franchises, Kirk said, I'll just stay healthy.
Well, quarterback franchise is astronomical in the second
year. It's gotten bigger. And Kirk Cousins got, I don't know, you know, Minnesota, a lot of people are pissed because all the contracts, you know, so many quarterback contracts now. Everyone got mad about Deshaun Watson getting the Cleveland Browns got his guarantee. Because the problem is when you have guaranteed contracts, it is good for the players, but it's also really not great in terms of any accountability. Like, players who want to just kind of shut it down and not do anything, they're going to get their money. We see it in basketball and baseball all the time. Or if there's always injuries or there is no recourse at all for the organization, which the fans, some fans seem to root against their own interest as a fan wanting their organization to be able to always have some movement and be able to, you know, to be able to be competitive. Kirk Cousins got a fully guaranteed deal from Minnesota when that wasn't even a thing. Like, Minnesota didn't even have to do that. It was one of the weirdest contracts I've ever seen.
Yeah.
How much they gave him and the fact they fully guaranteed it was a very strange move for Minnesota.
Right, and it opened up the door for Deshaun, which was even worse. Uh-huh. It opened up the door for that fully guaranteed deal, which has got all NFL owners up in arms. I'm just more worried about where Carson Wentz is going to land. Okay, that's what I'm worried about.
Carson Wentz is going to land in the XFL. He's not careful. He'll wind up on a team this year. He's good enough to be a backup. I mean, Carson Wentz is just a backup. He's just, but apparently people don't really love him in the buildings wherever he goes. So Carson Wentz would be, you know, you could stick him in Buffalo. I don't know. You could stick him in, you know, any number of places. Stick him in Cincinnati with Zach Taylor. I don't think Joe Burrow has a very good backup quarterback, does he?
Well, Carson Wentz was in the news this past weekend.
What did he do this weekend?
Did you see the picture he posed of him and the bear he killed?
Oh, uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Did he get in trouble for killing a bear?
Oh, he's got a lot of people pissed off at him.
Why?
Because he killed a bear.
Was he not supposed to?
I don't know. Are you supposed to kill bears? I don't know. He went bear hunting.
Is it illegal?
It's not illegal.
Okay,
but
then what's...
What are you doing with the bear? I mean, you're going to put him... Are you putting him in... What are you going to do with a bear?
You can eat bear.
A bear was just going
along. Have you ever seen
alone?
Well, they never killed a bear, but everyone wants to kill a bear because you can eat bear.
Some cub is missing his
dad. How do we know that he's not... Wait a minute. See, this is what I knew what you're... I knew that this is the thing that people are mad at him because he killed a bear, but were they mad because he killed a bear illegally? No. So he did something with his... I wouldn't bear hunt, but why do I care about everyone's business? Why does Twitter always care about everyone's business all the time? Why? Why does Twitter have to be in everyone's... I don't care. Kill a bear. Don't kill a bear. I don't care.
Well, I'm
not going bear hunting. Is it illegal? It is. Then it's a problem then. Then arrest him. It's not illegal? Okay. I guess he killed a bear. If a bear killed him, I'd be like, that's an F-A-F-O.
No, people would be happier if the bear killed him.
Yes, people would be much happier.
Much happier.
If bear killed human than human killed
bear. Well, especially Carson Wentz.
I understand. Yeah, and who's on his side? I mean, North Dakota State is like all he's got left. And maybe a couple hardcore Philadelphia fans who don't want to.
Philadelphia still loves him. He brought a title.
They don't. Philadelphia does not still love him.
They love him.
Here's places I'll put Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz can play for.
Who?
Yeah, Trevor Siemian and Jake Brown. He needs to be a Bengal. You need somebody with some experience behind Joe Burrow.
You want him to start in front of Joe Burrow?
Put him behind Joe Burrow. Put him behind.
Are you crazy?
Put him behind. Put him behind Joe Burrow. Put him behind Trevor Lawrence. C.J. Beathard's there. He's no good. Nathan Rourke. Never even heard of him, and I do draft stuff. I rate 500 players. Never even heard of this guy, Nathan Rourke. I have no idea who he is, where he came from.
He had to have come from.
He was at Ohio.
XFL.
He was at Ohio.
Nathan Rourke?
Yeah. There's no way I wrote this guy and just forgot him. There's just no way.
No. Oh. I could have swore he was in Atlas Shrugged. I'm pretty sure he was. Why are you going to put Carson Wentz on the Bengals? He wants to start in the league.
I wrote up Nathan Rourke.
You did?
I don't know. I mean, hold on.
Ohio quarterback you wrote?
Yeah, they're telling me I did. Apparently, I believe this. Stocky quarterback whose dual threat production may have been more a function of his scheme than his athletic play and traits. Rourke stacked touchdowns on top of touchdowns as he shouldered a heavy offensive burden for these 3 years. Guys, you're getting third-string quarterback for Jaguars. Just sit tight. It gets better than this. At Ohio, he's best in a zone read RPO-based offense. He's not sudden enough for that production to translate, and he's not athletic enough to switch
positions.
You
don't remember even a hint of this.
Don't even remember this guy. I've got strengths on him. I've got weaknesses. My grade's pretty, pretty low. My grade is a pretty low grade. So no wonder I didn't remember him. He must have been like right up number 486.
Oh,
I don't even know how the hell I even got to Nathan Rourke. I have no idea.
And you don't remember. You watched tape on, or you didn't.
I did, but I've written up 4,500 plays.
You just took Jason LaConfora's, his draft grade.
Do draft stuff?
Oh, whomever.
Do draft stuff?
Oh, whomever. He probably did.
Why are we bogged down with Carson Wentz? Okay, killing a bear. Why do I care if somebody killed a bear? Why do I care?
But if you're PETA,
I watch alone.
If you're PETA, you care.
I'm not PETA. It's not just PETA that's mad. I guarantee you.
Oh,
internet
no.
is mad.
No, the
internet. Now, if internet, okay, if Justin Fields, he killed a bear, would there be the same outrage?
Yeah, why aren't you practicing passing? Why are you killing pairs?
Do you think there'd be the same outrage?
You could have spent that time passing.
If Justin Fields, Kirk Cousins would make people mad if Joe Burrow killed a bear. No one's caring.
Not that much.
Justin Fields, no one's caring.
No.
Kirk Cousins, people would be mad.
No, Justin Fields, it would. You Bears fans would be like, why are you out hunting? Do you have a football?
And why do you kill a bear?
Yeah.
You are
a bear,
the Bears.
A bear. Kill a lion.
Yeah. That's what they might say.
Or a Packer.
Yeah. They'd be mad if Aaron Rodgers killed a bear. People are waiting to get mad at Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. He's really gone full heel turn. Like, he wasn't this kind of heel before. It's been over the last 3 years.
What if Deshaun killed a bear?
People would be pretty pissed at Deshaun Watson for killing a bear. For me, I'm just like, I don't know.
Deshaun,
was it a
get
bear?
Back on a massage
was
table.
It a, was
Leave
it a bear hunt?
Alone.
Like,
yeah, he's on a bear hunt.
If it's illegal, I can't care about it.
Yes.
I don't have enough energy to care about everything like Twitter. Twitter and the internet cares about everything.
Everything, as well it should.
You know the phrase, mind your business?
There is no
such
thing.
It's a weird thing because Twitter likes to tell people to mind their own business on certain things. On other things, they're in everybody's business.
Yeah. What?
Mind your business. Twitter thinks everything is their commentary and business. I don't. Do you care what's happening for a backup quarterback who's not even on a roster? Who's going on some safari hunt?
He has a lot of money that he stole from NFL teams. Okay,
yeah, but it's not your money, is there?
No, it's not. But he stole that money from NFL teams. Okay, if it was Pat Mahomes killed a bear. What?
Okay, that wouldn't be a problem. But what if we got this?
Jackson Mahomes was there doing.
Jackson Mahomes dances, does an Instagram dance, and Britney right next to a bear. A dead bear, how mad would people be?
Jackson Mahomes was dancing next to the bear.
If Jackson Mahomes did an Instagram dance next to a bear, a TikTok dance next to a bear, not Instagram. If he did TikTok back dance next to a bear, how furious would they be? Madder at Carson Wentz or Jackson Mahomes? I think Jackson Mahomes.
Can you guys talk about where?
Who's the maddest? What's the maddest we can get? I think Ja Morant with a Glock. Standing over a bear is the maddest that people would get. I don't know. Jackson Mahomes
Ja
holding
would piss
a gun
people off.
And doing a TikTok video right next to a dead bear, or Ja Morant holding a Glock, Glocks, or an AK, right. or maybe an AK-47.
Well, Ja with all his boys and they got the
gun. and all of them are pointed to it. Yeah. I think that would make people madder than Jackson Mahomes, but I'm not sure.
Jackson Mahomes would piss off.
Jackson Mahomes dancing next to a dead bear would piss a lot of people off, dude. I honestly don't know which would make people madder.
No, that would. That would.
Or Trump or Biden, take your pick, next to a dead bear.
Oh, my gosh.
Who are people madder about? It's got to be them.
Yeah, no.
Putin next to a dead bear?
Putin probably killed a bear yesterday.
Yeah, nah, people would just be like, that's Russia.
Yeah, that's what they
fight
do.
Bears.
That's what they
what
do.
Doing?
No, you're right. He's a crappy quarterback. Okay, you don't want to see a crappy quarterback next to a dead bear. If it was a good quarterback, that'd be fun.
Like Joe Burrow's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. Like Joe Burrow, people would be like, hey, you know what? That bear could have killed someone.
Okay.
Joe Burrow saved us.
Well, okay, guys, could you guys talk where Andy Dalton would most likely fit? Yeah, he'd most likely fit with the Panthers. That's where he is. He's a Panther, okay? So
Kanye, somebody from Twitch said, what about Kanye? Kanye next to dead bear would
Antonio
make people
Brown?
Mad. He's not in the sports world. Antonio Brown would make people mad. I think Ja would be the winner, followed by Jackson Mahomes. I don't think we could do – I honestly think that's his –
Jackson
LeBron
is not in the sports world.
Now, LeBron killing a bear, people would praise him for killing a bear, and other people would hate LeBron for killing a bear. Skip Bayless killing a bear?
People just are, I don't know that people hate Skip Bayless, per se. But
yeah, no, I think it's Ja Morant
You don't
holding
have to watch
Glock.
Skip Bayless if you don't want to.
Ja Morant holding a Glock, I think, is a small favorite over Jackson Mahomes dancing next to a bear. Every time I say that, you laugh because you picture it, and it's the funniest thing in the world. Just. Oh, my God.
All right.
No, Cal McNair next to a dead bear is not going to move the needle.
Oh, that would. Jack Easterby next to a dead bear.
Not enough people know. It would make us. It would make us.
Oh, it would piss us off. Yeah. Okay. There's no question.
It'd make us mad.
Time for you to talk about tequila. Would you do a shot next to a dead bear?
Yeah, but I'm probably not going to post it now after this segment. I'm not posting that picture, but I will. Yeah. Will I take a picture? Yeah. Especially that bear had just killed an entire family. How about that? How about I change, flip the script on you? A family of orphans. Well, I guess it's not going to be a family of orphans, but if a bear killed orphans and someone else hunted that bear, and I'm just like, well, well done. There's the revenge, Revenant. And I'd have my Maestro Dobel, and I'd be, you know, but I'd be sipping. I wouldn't do a shot. I would sip it. Maestro Dobel is a sipping tequila, unless you want to make margaritas. And I suggest the Maestro Dobel Silver or the Smoke Silver. They make phenomenal tequila, phenomenal margaritas, phenomenal cocktails, as a matter of fact. But the Reposada, the Añejo, the Añejo Extra, the Cristalino, these are all awesome sipping tequilas. They all have different flavor profiles, slightly different flavor profiles, but the craftsmanship, the taste, the flavor, the smoothness, the hint of sweetness at the back end, it is really phenomenal. And, you know, you can have more than one tequila. Maybe you drink another tequila. Hey, people have more than one bourbon on their shelves. You've got more than one tequila. Try out my friends at Maestro Dobel and see if they deserve a spot on your shelf next to the other tequilas. My guess is not only are they going to deserve a spot, they're going to take over some space for some other tequilas. It's Maestro Dobel. Wherever fine liquors are sold, it's Maestro Dobel.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're hooked up with it.
You hooked up with it. You decided to marry it. I told you I wasn't into it. You said it didn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, partially functional. Half of me is comfortable. The other half is close to the cliff, like Mrs. Huxtable. These boys
the got preeminent NFL draft analyst, the godfather of Houston sports talk. Put them together and you get the trench.
Get in the trench.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. I don't know why I do it. I mean, Lance was just talking about why Twitter cares. Why do I care? Why am I doing this? I'm in an argument with this guy, the new majority, who thinks that Maldonado, that who thinks that the Astros, with first and third, nobody out, a run in already, Corey Jolks on third, thinks that Maldonado, they wanted to bunt in that situation. That safety squeeze was the best play.
Yeah, so the squeeze that he did, but just a couple of nights before, Maldonado had did a safety squeeze, didn't he?
He did it against the Mets.
Yeah.
It worked.
Right.
Okay. So then he bunted again.
Against the Dodgers.
Against the Dodgers earlier in the game and popped it right. And I'll tell you this. After Maldonado popped it right back to the pitcher, I don't think I've ever seen a more dejected player than Maldonado was. It went right back to the pitcher, popped up. He goes, and he didn't even leave the box. He just walked with his head down to the. He is literally one of the worst hitters in Major League Baseball history. One of the worst hitters in Major League Baseball history.
Don't tell Dusty.
When he came up in the extra innings in the 11th with first and third and nobody out, I tweeted, "Why is Machete batting right now?" And everybody liked it, retweeted it, answered it. This one guy goes, "Well, they wanted a safety squeeze." Oh my gosh! Do you know how many safety squeezes there are in the majors every year? Like single digits. Do you know how many sacrifice flies there are? Do you know how many hits there are with first and third and nobody out? No one would safety squeeze there unless it's a huge surprise. I could see Altuve doing that.
Yeah.
Because it would be a huge surprise. You know what was no surprise at all?
Maldonado.
The infield comes in at the corners. They know he's got a bunt because he can't hit. Oh, my gosh. That you're dying on this hill that the Astros, the plan was to safety squeeze because that's a good play. No, the only reason they safety squeezed is because Maldonado is such a poor hitter. They have to bunt him. It worked. in against the Mets because the Mets were a little bit surprised by it.
Yeah. Once you put it on tape, everyone's going to be...
He bunted earlier in the game.
Right.
The only thing he can do is bunt. And he doesn't do that all that well.
He frames pitches pretty
He's
well.
He's 1-for-3 in trying to bunt and trying to bunt successfully.
He
That's
can bunt
terrible.
And frame pitches.
Yes. Why did he bat him in that situation? Why?
I don't know.
Is he just telling all – he's just flipping us all off, right? I've got my middle finger.
Of.
He's just, you know what he's doing? You know what, all of you? Abreu, fourth. How's this taste?
Here's what I'm trying to
Montero in the eighth? Here. He is
– They can't see what you're doing
flipping,
behind your little computer
well,
screen.
Well, I'm flipping you all off.
I know.
I'm flipping you all off. Maldonado batting with first and third, nobody out? Here.
I'm trying not to get too verbal about – Dusty stuff because the guy just won a World Series. He's been good with the Astros, or he's had success with the Astros. But honestly, like, both can be the same. They can be mutually exclusive. We can like what Dusty has, that he's been, you know, at the helm of the Astros, and he had a really good World Series last year.
He did.
He hit all the right buttons. There's no question about it. But that doesn't mean that he's not hitting wrong buttons right now. They can both be true, and they both are true. Dusty did a great job in the World Series and throughout the playoffs last year. He made good adjustments to his in terms of his bullpen and how he set up his bullpen during the year, ended up working out. But the fact is, right now, it just doesn't make a lot of sense to continue to give a catcher that many at bats. I understand going heavier with the defensive catcher if you didn't have another guy who had a good arm and I don't know, and you can even go 3-2 with Maldonado if you want to keep doing that and find a way to get Diaz in a lineup in 4 out of every 5 games. But, you know, not pinch hitting, it's just no excuse for it. It's just no excuse for not pinch hitting for Maldonado in leverage situations close and late. There's really no excuse to continue to bring in a struggling pitcher in situations where it's 3 runs or less, because it doesn't take much. You know, the old adage in baseball is you want to be 3 runs away, because all it takes is a walk, a hit, and now you got tying run at the plate. So I don't think
you got Montero coming in.
You don't have to go to Montero in those situations. I understand you want to build up his confidence, but right now the best thing for him would be to take a step back and not be put in those positions where you can continue to damage his confidence. This is a guy who has been DFA'd before, by the way. This is why the contract was such a bizarre contract. He didn't have a big track record of being a great relief pitcher. Montero didn't. That's why 3 years didn't make any sense. You want to go 1 year, that's totally understandable. 2 years, maybe. 3 was kind of ridiculous to go that many years, especially at that number. But you really can't keep going to him, Dusty, in that particular position, and you've got to start pinch hitting for Maldonado. It's even if he's starting as much as you're starting him, don't from the 7th, 8th, and 9th, when you are behind, you can't let him hit. Not with men on, you just can't do it. And so Dusty is failing in that regard. And that's no one's – I see people get super defensive about Dusty and calling Dusty out.
Oh, I don't anymore.
I saw it just yesterday.
All I see is just how negative everybody is now. And for good reason. Listen, he did a great job, but that team was just fantastic. I mean, they couldn't have performed better, and he was the right guy to just, you know, sail the ship, a smooth ship that just crushed, went right through the playoff waters without a bump, except maybe the Philadelphia, the McCullers game. You know, I mean, it was just couldn't have been more smooth. But Dusty, he can run a smooth ship. He can't in crisis, in wartime. Man, Dusty pulling the triggers is terrible. It's awful. It is awful. I think he's just saying, you know what? He's older, right? And he's just saying, oh, I'm going to do it this way, whether you like it or not.
You really think
it's
that?
With the whole Jose Abreu thing, with the Montero thing, with the Maldonado thing.
So you know what
thing?
I heard? I heard yesterday that...
With Chaz McCormick. I'm doing it.
Now there's some... he has opinions. I mean, I think there is some emotion that comes into the... I think there's definitely emotion when it comes to Dusty's managerial stuff. I think he wants Montero to get back. I think as a coach's manager, he wants Montero to find his way. You see his arm around Ryan Pressly the other day. I think he wants those guys that he believes in to get back to where they were. I think that's an admirable trait in a manager. I just, you know, at the same time, you have to use some logic. It can't just all be emotion. And I heard that apparently Dusty was a big driving force behind getting Montero back. And by all means necessary, that he was one of the big forces. And a lot of the moves that took place, by the way,
were Dusty
moves, because, you know, Bagwell takes all the bullets for it, but Dusty wanted these moves too, with Abreu and with and Montero. And apparently Click and him did not see eye to eye on some of the usages and some of the potential trade stuff. And that's
Give me Click back right now. Give me Click.
I'll give Dana a chance.
No. I'm fine with Dana too. But
you mean don't get rid of Click? Click and don't make those moves, obviously.
Keep Click and let Dusty walk off into the sunset. He should have walked off into the sunset. He really should have. It's just unbelievable. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you got thoughts on that, you're more than welcome. Right now, I'm talking about Doc Linville. I'm talking about your hair. I'm talking about my hair. I'm talking about all the people that we send to Doc Linville. The results are fantastic. I mean, fantastic. It's guy after guy after guy after guy that goes on the website, gets their consultation, and the doc is going to tell you straight out, you need PRP, which is to take out your blood, and then they spin it around, they put it back in, and it stimulates growth. And you know what? Doc is like, that's cheaper. That's a great way to do it. I'm not going to use the neo grafting on you. You don't need it. Or let's try this first, so it's less expensive. The doc is going to be square with you on that deal. And then if you need the neo grafting, it's the best procedure. I see all these other ones that are talking about. There's a lot of hair replacement places. The doc has moved into, like, I think he's the second biggest in the city of Houston. He's only been doing this for 3 or 4 years, and he's gotten that kind of reputation, but he's gotten that kind of results, and that's why he is bigger and better, and he's getting it done. And in large part, it's because of you. We got a lot of people who have losing their hair here at 97.5, and guess what? You're going to see him, and you're getting your results as well. If you're looking for the best way for that hair movement, not replacement, you move it from the sides to the top, 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
Thank you for listening to ESPN 97.5. It means the world.
I was the number one star in the world.
Bang.
The world.
You pray for my demons, girl, I got you. Every time I sip up, I get vulnerable. Annoying the sounds of the storm when it comes. She understand I can't take her everywhere I'm going. Like,
welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Summer can be a little slow in the world of sports, so to speed things up a little bit, this is the meth segment with John and Lance.
This is not the meth segment. We don't do meth here anymore. I don't know if you heard, we don't do meth anymore, Spencer.
By the way, my son pulled this crap again yesterday. He is doubled down. And I put this on Twitter, and I couldn't believe some people's reaction.
That he thinks he can play in the 1950s NBA?
He would cook people from the 1950s. He would cook NBA players from the 1950s. By the way, he's 16. He doesn't play on a varsity team. He's never played AAU basketball. He has an above-average jumper. He can shoot from distance. He's got a good shot. He's not quick to get his own shot off. You know, he's not exactly
destroyed.
He would get his ass.
He could. He's not even on his basketball team.
I know. Well, he goes to a score. They don't really have a. I mean, well, he was on the basketball team. He didn't play. It's kind of a basketball. He goes to a score. It's more like a club team, kind of. You know.
And he didn't play.
But now he's playing a lot of pickup basketball with grown men now. So he's not a bad basketball player. He's just. I played a ton of pickup. Played a ton of basketball. He would, as soon as somebody throws that forearm in his chest, he's
weighs
done.
20 pounds.
No, not Alec. Mason. Mason's 6'2", 160.
Is he 160 already?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's still skinny, dude.
Yeah, no, he's still skinny. Exactly. And so grown man strength? Are you kidding me? They would pummel him.
Why are you talking about this?
Because he says this stuff, and then other people actually, I'm trying to find out.
Well,
let him
cook tomorrow. Let him cook tomorrow, and we'll destroy him.
And I said, well, and I... I told him, I said, look, you're going to call it. I think he wants to argue with us about it. And Sebastian goes, Mason's right. I said, you can call two then. I said, you can call two.
I can certainly see him against Wilt Chamberlain.
And he started arguing
George
with me.
George Mikan.
He started arguing Bob with Cousy. Me. And I said, don't. Yeah, well, just put him up against somebody his size, Bob Cousy. He couldn't guard Bob Cousy at all.
Would destroy
and
him.
His whole thing, to be fair, his whole thing was that he could get points off of them. I don't think he really said he would play great defense, but he could cook them. They wouldn't be able to guard him. he believes this. He believes this. And here's
already.
What. And here's what some people said.
Stop
some
already.
People said, let's see.
What does Twitch think about it?
Tell him they cook different then, but he'd still get served for sure. Okay. He could. They're in their 89s now. Okay, David Dilati.
Oh, no. Yeah.
That's not what he meant.
Yeah, no. They're 90 or 100 now. Yeah. They were 20 in the 50s. They're 100 years old now. Yes, he could beat them now.
This guy says they were plumbers with mutton chops.
Stop already.
He could beat anyone who played before color television.
Stop. Those guys. Oh, yeah. He could beat Wilt Chamberlain. Okay.
Saw college baseball players say the same thing about Babe Ruth recently. Insane levels of recency bias.
Oh, my gosh.
Could college baseball players get Babe Ruth out?
No, they couldn't get Babe
yes,
Ruth
they
out.
They could.
Babe Ruth would destroy
college
them.
College pitchers, a really good one. Skeen couldn't get Babe Ruth out. Have you ever
oh,
seen?
Oh, yeah. He could
Babe Ruth swung a bat that weighed 44 pounds.
Right. No. But Babe Ruth would get his off of them, too. But yes, they
with
could get Babe Ruth
bat?
Out.
With an aluminum bat?
Oh, my gosh. Babe Ruth with an aluminum bat? Stop. Let's get Willie in here. Willie wants to talk about his Astros. Hey, Willie.
Yeah, I just turned the station on. I thought I heard Lance say that Dusty was the reason for getting letting Montero stay and getting a Rayu.
No, he wanted Dusty's one of the guys who wanted him. I think Bagwell, Dusty, and obviously Crane. But, yeah, Dusty, I heard yesterday Dusty was one of the guys who really wanted Montero. Which, does that surprise you, Willie? He pitched for him and pitched well for him last year.
Well, I was talking about the Abreu. Now, I don't have somebody telling me what happened and all. But I'm willing to bet that Dusty didn't want Abreu and get rid of you. I'm willing to bet that. I don't even like Dusty, but I don't like the way y'all just be just dogging him and just flat out calling him a liar sometimes.
What?
You know, like with the guy Diaz. Dustin said he's not doing stuff right back behind the plate. And every show you hear, you know, he's the best catcher on the team, you know. How come you don't say he hit 153 against left handers? How come he don't back good with me and in scoring position? How come you ain't say he hit into the double play the night before?
Well,
maybe
it's
reason why Dusty do stuff he do.
Diaz? Whoa. Who hit into the double play? Diaz?
Yeah, the night before.
Do you know how many double plays Maldonado's hit into, Willie? But listen, it's a comparative thing. Diaz versus Maldonado at the plate. It's just not even arguable. I mean,
that may be why he was buzzing. I just don't understand why we panicking already. Every little thing. How come you always talking about Chaz? How come you don't say his OPS is great against right-handers? And I love Chaz. Come on, man. What? Stop ragging on it. I know you got a show to do, but stop ragging on a man like that.
The man is making horrible decisions, if you want to know the truth. The man is making some really horrible decisions. And, again, here's listen, Dusty was great when the ship was sailing beautifully. This year's Dusty decisions, when it's not, Dusty's decisions are extremely questionable, Willie.
What is Jiner Diaz hitting against left-handers?
Let's see. Let's get his splits.
Well, I've got it.
Oh, you got it?
His OPS is 371.
Against left-handers? OPS is 371 against
left-handers. Batting average 154. Willie wins. Now, it's 26 at-bats.
Okay.
But if he's got a problem with that, you know, Right-handed, he's 9-12 with a 307. So Willie makes a point there.
So then Maldonado should hit against left-handers.
Well, we know that Maldonado's probably not going to hit against
his
left-handers.
His OPS either. Versus left-handers is 668.
Maldonado?
Yeah.
Okay.
29 at-bats.
That's a
he's
win.
He's better. Yep. He is better. That's he's hitting 207, which is much better than he hits. You know what his average is against right-handers?
How? What?
172 with a 517 OPS.
Okay, let's play this game.
What's Yiner's?
Well, that would be 307 with a 912.
Okay, so, all right. So, if there's a lefty on the mound.
That should be Diaz. I mean, that should be
Maldonado.
Maldonado. Righty should be Diaz.
That's right.
By the numbers.
That's right. Okay. And it's a bigger sample size. He's got 145 at-bats. He's hitting 172 with... He has.
I don't think we said Dusty lied about anything.
I don't. Yeah. No. Maybe. Oh, I don't know. Well,
what did we say Dusty lied about? I've never called Dusty a liar. We just first of all, it's 162 games,
mm-hmm.
and it's a sports talk show. We're going to get into the minutia a little bit of, and it's not even the minutia. It's discussions of, but. Dusty, it doesn't make mathematical sense to not have Yiner Diaz pinch hit for Martin Maldonado in high leverage situations. It doesn't make sense. And you said you're not even a big Dusty fan. As an old school baseball fan, I'm sure you recognize you do not want to have your worst hitter in a position to hit at any position. I don't care where he plays, close and late in the game. That's just basic baseball management. You bring in a better hitter.
Maldonado's season, I mean, he is literally the worst hitter in baseball. Now, it's in one of the worst in history. This year he's hitting 178 with a 543 OPS. Willie, I mean, how in the world? Okay, then don't, if, you know, you need pinch hit. And oh, by the way, his OPS against lefties. I mean, he's 668. That's not good. So pinch hit someone else and then bring Maldonado in to catch after Yiner if Yiner can't hit against lefties. But that Maldonado, okay, let's talk about his catching. First of all, Maldonado catches most of the really good pitchers, right?
Mm-hmm.
He catches.
I think defensively there's not a problem with Martin Maldonado.
Well, apparently Dusty says he's still got a lot to learn. Yiner still has a lot to learn behind the plate.
And that's fine.
Okay, that's fine. That is fine.
And that's understandable. This is a rookie season.
Well, and when he said that, if you want to know the truth, his catching ERA was better than Maldonado's catching ERA.
Shorter sample size.
Though. It was a smaller sample size. Yeah. There's no question about
Maldonado's
that.
Maldonado's got pretty good sample size over his career at the Astros.
Yes. And it's pretty good.
Pitchers?
And the pitchers like to throw to him. All of those things. Mm-hmm. All of those things.
I don't argue that. Basically, there's really no reason that Maldonado should get an at-bat close and late if you're behind. There's no reason. There's no feasible reason. Even if you pinch hit somebody else and bring in Diaz, even if it's a lefty and you bring in a different hitter to face a lefty because you say Diaz can't pinch hit. If it's a righty, pinch hit Diaz. But that's just basic baseball. That's not hard. As far as Chaz McCormick, you know, Chaz has 35 at-bats against lefties. He hits .257 with a .783 OPS. Against righties, he has a .789 OPS. You know, his OPS numbers are pretty good relative to what the rest of the team is this year. They're fairly solid.
.783 is probably second on the team in OPS, period.
Yeah, that's one where Dusty, we're working off what Chandler Rome said. Who follows the team, who covers the team, who said it's not a secret inside that building that Dusty's not a big fan of Chandler Rome's. Not Chandler Rome's, Chaz McCormick.
Chaz McCormick.
So there's that. But, you know, I think, you know, you made a good point about Yiner Diaz against lefties. I think that's a good point. His numbers aren't very
good. Not a good point about...
As far as Chaz, his numbers look fine against lefties.
His numbers
are basically the same.
His average is better than against righties. His on base is much better against righties than lefties.
Stat. Did he say close and
his
late or something?
His slugging is good. His slugging is .486 against lefties.
Well, wait, in runners in scoring position, he's actually hitting .303.
Who is
Chaz? He's got 33 at-bats, yeah. With runners in scoring position, he's hitting .303 with 828 OPS.
That's pretty good. With runners on, he's got over 1,000 OPS with runners on base. With none on, he's awful. He's got a 610 OPS. So maybe that's it. With nobody on, he can't hit. Maybe that's what he meant.
Okay.
With nobody on. But with runners in scoring position, he's pretty good.
He's been pretty good. He's been solid.
Yep. All right. It's 845 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Let's talk a little bit about... I'm not sure that call was really about all of that stuff, if you want to know the truth.
What do you think it was about?
I think it was a little deeper than that.
What do you think it was about?
I'm just saying. I think
I thought you're transitioning to a commercial.
Oh no!
I think it was about tequila.
No.
Oh.
I think it was about dipping. I think it was about dipping.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Maybe he's not a Dublin guy.
Maybe he's not. What about a Canstead guy? Maybe he is. You got Canstead and you got Dublin. You got two ways that you can dip cleaner, safer, better with CBD oil. It's the way to dip now. I've seen a lot of guys. I saw one guy played golf with a guy who had some snuff from Sweden that he was doing instead of dipping, instead of putting tobacco in there. If you're looking for a different way to dip, because it is dangerous, there's no question. There is a reason that people are getting away from dip. It's because it is dangerous, okay? So if you're somebody who dips, or if you're thinking about starting to dip, this is the better, cleaner, safer way to do it. No woman likes a guy. Go find a woman that likes a guy who's spitting into a spit cup at sitting there with a giant dip in his lip. Nobody. None. Zero. It's gross. So if you're looking for a better way, you want to dip, or you got a habit and you want to break the habit, you want to do it in a safer, much safer way, you got it. It's 975dip.com. Cleaner, safer, better. 975dip.com. That's 975dip.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're hooked up with it.
Toss a coin to your witcher.
The preambulatory NFL person, the godmother of quality footwear. You found the trench.
Get in the trench.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92. I don't know why. Okay.
So. I'm looking at I can't believe I'm getting hooked into this. I'm watching a Alperen Şengün highlight reel where he's dunking on everybody.
Yeah.
It is one of the most impressive things because he doesn't move at a fast pace. But then all of a sudden he's up dunking on people, like right in their face.
He dunks on fools.
He does dunk on fools.
I don't know why we want Sonny's opinion about anything, because he's probably... Are you a Ranger fan?
No, Sonny's not a Ranger
Sonny,
fan.
Sonny, are you a Ranger
he's
fan?
He's a Renegade fan.
I know he's a Renegade fan.
No, I'm a Stroh fan. I do think that Bab needs to call in Beaumont to give us a Ranger Astro preview. That was funny the last time he called.
A Ranger Astro preview?
I don't remember it.
I don't either.
Right now, I'm still...
Yeah, remember Bab and Beaumont last series had some good calls.
So, oh, that's right. He was we were wondering why he was
the Ranger
caller, fan.
Yeah. If he's listening, call in. Call in. No, he's a good correspondent.
He sucks. The Rangers suck. I mean, they got him this weekend now. This is a big series this weekend. This is going to be big.
Yeah. So, we need a preview from Bab, for sure. I think that was his name.
I think Dab? I'm not sure.
All I can think about is Willie's call. Some people think that was Dusty on a burner. That was not Dusty. It's not Dusty's dad. These are... That was a guy who said, leave Dusty alone.
Yeah. Leave Dusty alone because...
Get up off of Dusty because he's got a title and you don't. How many wins do you have?
Yeah.
Well, I agree.
Hey, John's comparison... Dusty's a good manager when the ship is sailing smooth. Dude, he came in when we were like the Baratheons on the Battle of Blackwater, and our ship was burning with wildfire. Dusty came in and saved us.
Yeah, he did do that.
Analogy. I get it. Like, I get the numbers, but, man, I mean, the ship was not sailing smooth, and he righted the ship big time.
Yeah, Dusty did come in at a at a perilous time for the Astros.
Well, that
when
is,
he took over the team.
No, that is true. As far
you're
as
you're just talking pure baseball.
I'm talking about baseball. How smooth was the team running?
The Baratheons, our ship was on fire. That's a great reference, a Blackwater reference. No. And look, it's like I said, it's not mutually exclusive.
No, listen.
He can be, you can love him for all that stuff and still have issues with some of the moves he's making this year.
Listen, Dust, I don't have any problem with Dusty, what he did. You're right. Where the organization was with the hatred and you had to go to bat. It was them against the world. I mean, and it still is in some stadiums, like Dodger Stadium. This past weekend, Dusty was great. I didn't have much of a problem with Dusty at all against the Braves in the World Series. I mean, they got their ass beat. Yeah. The Braves were better. The Braves were just flat out better. It wasn't Dusty's fault. Yordan couldn't hit. Dusty was fine. Dusty did not hurt them in any way, shape, or form last year. It was smooth sailing. They cruised to the best record, and then they just crushed everybody in the postseason, and Dusty was just fine. This season, I think Dusty, somebody said, Dusty got his ring, and he's like, bleep all you. I'm going to do.
He's always done that, though. I don't think it has anything
well,
to do with
Well, yeah, I mean, with Trey Mancini last year, he did.
Yeah, he's, you know, this people is were no crying different than last year.
Crying for him
Dusty
to play.
Dusty doesn't care what the outside public says. Now, the one thing that was interesting is clearly there was an issue with Click. A general manager who wins a World Series doesn't get fired or doesn't get non-tendered, right. Didn't get a contract offer. Clearly something was up. Clearly something was up. And I think some of it had to do with Crane and some of it probably had to do with Dusty, because that's the triumvirate. The head coach, I mean the manager, the GM, and the owner. And I think Bagwell came in. But
how many times did Bag say, yeah, me, Dusty, and Jim,
That's what I'm saying, and that's the big three right there. And I think that I don't think anyone's out of line for saying that Dusty was probably very pro, you know, Montero, a guy he already went to war with. And remember, Montero was the guy who was getting, like, set up. He was the setup man. And we kept thinking, man, that feels like that should be Abreu or that. Yeah. Like, Montero was still getting. I even thought that maybe Montero should have pitched before Norris did. But Dusty always believed in Montero, and I think that's just how Dusty rolls. If he sees a guy, like, why are we playing these games where I can't have a guy for one or 2 years?
Dusty,
maybe that was a Bagwell
thing.
Even
Dusty admitted this week, I can't. What do you want me to do? I know he's terrible. I know he literally said, I know he's terrible.
Yeah.
I know it, but I got to put him out there. Otherwise,
he didn't say, I know he's terrible.
Well, no, in so many words, he did. He actually said that. I can't put him out there. When do you want me to use him? Otherwise, I got to use everybody else. Right. I have to use him. I have to. But you don't have to use him in the eighth inning of a game you have to have.
Right.
You don't. And I think it was Jackie who said, listen, or somebody said yesterday, after two outs and he hit Betts, get out.
Yeah,
Presley, come in.
You've gone through
Presley,
three.
Presley, get a four out.
Although then he has to go across innings, which you don't love. You know,
well, you did it anyway with him.
Across innings. Well, you ended up having to because the game got tied.
Yeah.
But, you know, you typically don't love doing that. And you'd think, and he had had two good at-bats before. Montero had done well from a pitching standpoint for the previous two outs. You know, but once Freddie Freeman gets a hit, then I might have pulled the trigger.
Then for sure you get him out of there. Yeah. You'd never let him face Will Smith. Never. I mean, and he did.
That's an all-star catcher.
Dusty is not making good decisions now. Sorry, Willie. Sorry. I mean, he's got 2,000 wins. I have zero. Yes. Is he making good decisions, though? No, because you know why? Because we see the decisions. His decisions last year were great because anything he touched was great because the team was great. Now that the team is not all that great, and you know what? A bunch of this is, the bullpen is sucking. Yes.
Yeah.
It is. And, by the way, they've come back to the pack as far as the pitching was the best in the league. It's come back to the pack. And, you know, they're right there still at the top. hitting wise, they're still terrible. They're still terrible.
Yeah, they are.
And so,
and I don't think it's going to change much, honestly. I mean, Jordan coming back is going to help, but Jordan was here for a chunk of the year. I don't think this team is just going to, I think it will get better, but the Astros are not going to be one of the top eight teams in the league from a hitting standpoint.
No, but look at
the home run numbers.
Look at the record since Jordan's gone down. He's made a noticeable difference. Noticeable difference. Without Jordan, this team is not nearly as good.
You know, the home runs are not as consistent anymore either, which is a big problem. Now, on the flip side, you do have guys like Diaz can hit home runs, and Dubon can hit some home runs. And there's more players in the lineup that the Astros have actually, ever since Crush City in 15, they've had guys who can hit home runs. They valued home runs.
Yeah.
It's not like they don't value home runs.
No, they value them. They just don't hit them.
Yeah.
They just don't hit them. They're not a home run. They're awful. It's bad. It's really, really, the whole thing is bad right now. And yet here they are still right there on the verge of the postseason. We're just spoiled. We are really, really spoiled by Astros baseball. 859 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk about, we're spoiled by Billy Brown, too. Billy Brown is spoiled us into thinking that it doesn't matter what the problem is, that he's going to come and fix it. Well, he did. He is. He pretty much is. Any time that we've needed him, both of us have needed him desperately, actually. And we've both had big jobs at our houses, and Billy Brown has come through glowingly. And he does this time and time and time and time and time again. So any kind of issue that you're – it's not like you want – listen, when you have to call a plumber, stuff's bad. Something is wrong, and you need your water.
I can tell you this. I've had the issue from an emergency standpoint, from a, this is something curious is happening here. Oh, this is why you're having stuff back up into the garbage disposal. It's because you've got pipes that were laid incorrectly by a previous company, were not graded properly, or the ground moved and shifted it. Listen, that was a major deal to have piping done in the yard itself. It was not a major move. It just an emergency whenever I broke off one of the lines outside of my home. They had to come out there, and they did that from an emergency basis. But the bottom line is, it's not only a company that you can trust, John. They're a company who gets out there, they do it right the first time, and they are very transparent and very honest from a pricing standpoint.
Absolutely. So if you need any help whatsoever, 281-488-6238, 281-488-6238, or aquaductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.